morning, but when I just think about the sacrifice that was made for me,
yes,
that stirs me.
Amen.
It does something to me. And I'll just give you beginning day. And my life was a normal life as a kid, and I grew up and I went to church and I understood the meaning of the Bible. I kind of understood what God was. I kind of knew what it was about, sort of, And then, you know, as I began to come into my life as a man, I realized that there was a lot of things that I wanted and a lot of things I couldn't have, and there was a lot of life's lessons that come along the way. But long story short, depression came my way, and how I was so unhappy and so miserable with the way my life was in that moment. And you might be in here this morning feeling that same way. I feel that spirit speaking to people right now. You might feel miserable with the way that your life is right now. But Jesus made a way that you could go free, and by His blood we are redeemed. And I just thank God for that this morning. It stirs me up. I'm not afraid of what Satan thinks about how good that God's been to me. I don't know what the world we're waiting on to praise Him. There's been plenty of opportunities here right even now this morning. Woo! Glory to God, I'm telling you. If you're waiting on somebody else to get you up and make you shout, you're waiting for the wrong reasons. Let God's Spirit have His way, and He'll draw. If you are in this place this morning and your life is in shambles, I was once there. If your life is broken, if you're sad and depressed, if you feel like your life has no direction, God can help you. He is the way maker. He is our refuge and our rock upon the one that we stand. And I praise Him for that this morning. I don't know about you, but I know how good God's been to me. And I know exactly how far He had to go and how deep He had to reach to change my life. You might think I'm crazy today, but hallelujah, when He calls me, it might be tomorrow. But I know where I'm going. I'm making heaven my home. I'm not afraid to take it out there and proclaim what God's done for me. He changed my life. He made me new, a new creature. And you wonder, dear, how could He do that for you? He said, He that calls upon the name of the Lord, the same shall be saved. I don't know what we wait for sometimes. When we serve the God that could change our lives for the better, He can take your bad and work it for your good. He can make your circumstances be in the good. He can save those that you call out for every day. I'm telling you, when I think about what Jesus did, I think about it. I realize it excites me because this is not the end of the road. This life we live isn't where it ends. There is a place beyond our comprehension of where we're going, and it excites me to know that the pain and the anguish that I felt in this lifetime will stay here when I go. How is that possible? Because He made a way of escape for you. All you got to do is take it. I'm going to hush. Hallelujah. Let's sing and just praise God today. I don't know what you're waiting for, but it's in the praise. It says, I believe in Ephesians, that we were predestined to praise Him. We were built to give Him the glory. Our vessels are here to shout. Our vessels are here to praise. And I just want to remind the Lord, hallelujah, I want you to get excited. I want you to remember what God did for you. If that isn't enough to stir you, come on. It's time for some of you. It's time to give up. I'm trying to do it our way. And let God have it His way. It's time to give up thinking that it's in our control and in our means. God sees your life. He sees exactly what you go through. He's seen every tear you've cried and every thought you've wondered why. He'll meet your need. Do you believe that this morning? You might think I'm crazy, but that's all right. It says we're foolish. It says we're peculiar. I don't want to be one with the norm anymore. That's the life I once wanted. I wanted to be out there and be normal and think that people thought I was cool and that I was all right. But this life is so much better than what's out there. Why? His Spirit will keep you.
Amen.
That's huge this morning. If you're feeling something in your heart, that's the conviction power of God. And the only way that I can tell you can get rid of all that you're carrying is to cast your cares upon the Lord. will relieve that from you. I'm hushing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, the blood that Jesus shed for me.
Amen.
Way back on Calvary. That gives me strength from day to day, and you will never lose its power, for it reaches to the highest. Oh,